So, United States Constitution, 3 articles and 27 amendments. The amendments are important. Most people think of their constitutional rights. In fact, they are generally talking about amendments. Right to free speech, First Amendment. Bear arms, Second Amendment. Free assembly, Fourth Amendment. Right of due process and no discrimination, 14th Amendment. Are the amendments corrections or a sign of the dynamic vitality of this document? The bar for ratification is high, 2/3 majorities in the House of Representatives and the Senate, and ratification by 3/4 of the states, too. That's a consensus hard to imagine these days. Tomorrow, we'll be speaking with the National Constitution Center, their series called 27 Amendments in 27 Days for the short month of February. And tomorrow, being February 28th, we're going to discuss with them what a 28th Amendment might look like. And since there's nothing unconstitutional about asking you directly, how would you amend the Constitution? Draft a 28th Amendment for us. Andy in West Bloomfield, Michigan, you have the floor.
My amendment of the Constitution is for every campaign fund, whether it be for a cause or a candidate, put the name of their purpose in their name, and every contributor, be it a corporation or a private party, be of public record.
Andy yields to one of you in Tallahassee, Florida. I would eliminate all tax breaks for religious groups. It is ridiculous to enjoy the freedom to practice your religion without the corresponding responsibility to support your country, which grants that freedom.
Hi, this is Arthur from Palo Alto, and the amendment I'd like to make to the Constitution is that corporations are not people, and money is not speech. I think we need to take back the political process from the corporations, and we want a government that is for the people, of the people, and by the people, and not the government being bought by corporations.
Corporations and unions, they're people, just like you and me, but without mouths. So they can only talk through their wallet cords.
Now, that 28th Amendment would reverse a Supreme Court decision from 1886, Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad, where corporations were given the same rights as citizens. This 28th Amendment from David would also skewer the more recent Citizens United case as well. Norm Stokulski from Taylor, Michigan says, I'd like to add a mandatory public service amendment, making all able-bodied 18 to 25-year-olds do some sort of service, whether it's military, local, state, or approved nonprofits. And from West Palm Beach, Florida, federal term limits, 16 years cumulative lifetime, return the government to the people.
Yes, I'm an amateur, but there's nothing wrong with being an amateur. The people that started the Underground Railroad were amateurs. Martin Luther King was an amateur. You had 8 years to talk. Now is my turn.
This is Anna Moon from Ada, Oklahoma. The amendment should be for direct voting. Do away with the Electoral College, therefore allowing the people their right to be truly counted and not decided upon the wishes of an Electoral College.
No classes, no professors, no tuition, yet we're the goal of every politician.
I'm surprised nobody has brought up the old ERA. Here's Kate from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, I would really like to see the Equal Rights Amendment added to our Constitution. I've been waiting over 40 years for it. It's very simple. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. It's really about time this passed.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. I've heard it all before, and I've been